Speaking with Brad Bischoff from the Wardens, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, thanks. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So what have the Wardens been up to lately?
We're all rubbing our eyes a little bit. We just got back from Burnaby. We were out at Pacific Contact, which is a trade show for touring artists, where we performed in front of a group of presenters who have theater seasons and host sessions in towns all over British Columbia. We had a great performance in front of those folks, and hoping that's going to open some doors for us. And our spring season has started with gigs in Revelstoke. We played in Kelowna just the other night as well, and certainly looking forward to our show this Friday at the Presbyterian Church in Banff.
For those who aren't familiar with the Wardens, what are you guys all about?
We're a three-piece band. We've been together for 5 years or so with my fellas Ray Schmidt and Scott Ward. And Scott's a retired park warden. I'm a retired park warden. And Ray still works for Parks Canada. And all of our songs are 100% original material. It's all songs and stories of our careers as park wardens. It's life on the trail, mountain rescue, grizzly bears, wildfire, and all that great stuff. 100% original material, all songs from our careers as park wardens.
It sounds like something that a lot of locals can relate to then.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, you know, both Scott and I have lived in Canmore for over 20 years, and I think there is a great connection between people who live in Canmore in Banff National Park. You know, not only Banff, but wild places everywhere and the environment, and that's certainly what our show speaks to.
You have a fairly recent album.
You betcha. Bear 66, that's available at Harvest Moon. Our good friend Tom Thompson has them for sale at his guitar store. They're available at Cafe Books. And I believe that Sean still has a number of copies at the Tin Box. And you can also get them online. It's available on iTunes. And we sell most of our records actually right off the stage from our live shows. And we'll certainly have them for sale on Friday at the Presbyterian Church.
Yeah, tell us about the big Friday show. What can people expect on Friday night?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun in a big Presbyterian church in Banff, St. Paul's, downtown, right next door to the Parks Canada Information Center. We have this fantastic show that lends this super engaging background when we perform on a large format rear projection screen. Of course, we'll have our songs and our stories and these fantastic images that are shown behind us as we perform. And we have some new songs that will be premiering on Friday and hopefully have a new record out this fall. We certainly have enough material, and it's just a matter of tightening up the songs and getting them ready for the studio. It's going to be a lot of fun, this show, for sure, in a great venue at St. Paul's Church.
Fantastic. The Wardens live in concert Friday night, 7:30, St. Paul's Presbyterian Church. That's at the corner of Banff Ave and Wolf Street. Tickets are $20, available online, banffwardens.com or brownpapertickets.com. I actually understand you, as a solo artist, are going to be performing another show this month locally. You're part of the Pine Tree Players singer-songwriter series?
Well, thanks for asking, Rob. Yeah, Larry asked me to do that several weeks ago, and I've been trying to get into that show for some time now, and really, really looking forward to that show at the Miners Hall with Sam Bailey and Seth Anderson.
Yeah, right on. That'll be Monday, April 27th, or is it 7 show at 7:30 for that one. Brad Bischoff from the Wardens, thanks for joining me on the show today.
You betcha, Rob. Have a good one.